I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. A question today. Do you use a pin pointer? There are several of them out there, and prices range from about $17 to nearly 10 times that much. They help you find your coin after you've dug your plug. Is the coin deeper in the hole, or is it in the plug? Just wave the tip of the pin pointer around, and it will beep when it gets within a couple inches of your target. By the way, pin pointers don't discriminate. They'll beep at any metal, including small pieces of rust. The first electronic pin pointer I ever used was the TinyTech, which was short for Tiny Detector. I think its price was about $40. Let me pause here to introduce you to Fred Wagner. Fred lived in upstate New York, I lived in Illinois, and I met him on a metal detecting news group way back in the day, before the internet, when you connected to individual message boards by phoning them with your computer modem. A different phone number for every message board. Fred and I became good friends, and when I started writing for Treasure Quest magazine, I encouraged him to submit his stuff to them. We both ended up as associate editors of the magazine, which means we got our name on the masthead, but we didn't do anything except write monthly columns. Well, Fred invented the TinyTech pinpointer, and he handmade them in his workshop. He built them using a standard stud detector body, and they worked great. When Fred became ill several years ago, the TinyTech disappeared from the market. It had one great feature that I haven't seen anywhere else. It had a switch that, when activated, caused the TinyTech to turn itself off when you pointed the tip upwards, and then back on when you pointed it down. It had a leather holster that held the TinyTech with its point upward. So it came on when you were looking for your target, and turned itself off automatically when you put it back in its holster. And it had a tiny but very bright light that let you see into the hole you were digging. If you can find a TinyTech on eBay, I highly recommend you consider grabbing it. I don't know how many of them Fred got into the field, but I'm guessing they're pretty rare, especially nowadays. Today, the least expensive pinpointer I know of is sold by Harbor Freight. It costs $17, and you can find Harbor Freight coupons for 20% off one item all over the place, which brings the cost down to under $13. I have one. It works fine. But other people have told me they aren't sensitive enough, or that the on-off switch breaks. If you're a handy person, you can replace the push-button on-only switch with a small toggle switch. At the other end of the scale, there's the MineLab pinpointer that runs $170. I haven't used it, but I've read some reviews, and they were mixed. Some loved it, some thought it was overpriced, some were disappointed with its sensitivity. The most popular pinpointer now is the one made by Garrett. Actually, there are two made by Garrett, and they're both pretty popular. The original Garrett Pro Pointer is black and costs about $110, and the newer Pro Pointer AT is bright orange and costs about $130. The orange one is waterproof to 10 feet, and it's often called the Garrett Carrot. Well, it does look like a carrot, and it is bright orange. Should you use a pinpointer? Some people say they're a waste of time, that you should be able to pinpoint just fine with your detector. But I've had a lot of targets that were awfully hard to find once I got a hole dug, and the pinpointer saved me a ton of time by zeroing in on the metal. I think pinpointers are like smartphones. You went years without one, didn't think about it, but once you use one, you wonder how you ever got along without it. Thanks for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.